Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Romans 10, verses 14 to 15. How then can they call on the one that they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Recently, I've been trying to recruit players to join a seven-a-side football team that I've entered into a league. Everyone who signs up to play will be able to join. In order for them to sign up, they need to believe that it's a good idea. And to believe that, they need to hear about the team and what competing would involve. And to hear about it, someone, most likely me, needs to go and tell them all about it. This sounds pretty basic, and it is. But these steps need to be taken in order for people to join my football team. In the matter of believing the gospel, Paul highlights the essential steps that need to be taken. He says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This sounds so easy. Just call on the name of the Lord, call him for help, and you'll be saved. This is open to everyone. But what needs to happen to get to this point? What would need to happen for your friend in sport to get to this point? Paul shows us the simple logic. To call on him, they need to believe in him. To believe in him, they need to hear about him. To hear about him, someone needs to preach to them. To preach to them, someone needs to be sent. Who was that? Who will go? Well, in some of the last words that the risen Christ says on earth, before he ascends to heaven, he sends all of his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, Matthew 28. We are all sent to share the gospel to the ends of the earth. And that includes the world of sport. If you are in the world of sport, you are one of those people blessed with the incredible privilege to share the good news of Jesus Christ risen from the dead. You are one of those people with beautiful feet who bring good news. In our sports club, we are called to live distinctive lives which honour Christ. But Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. For people to call on the name of the Lord, they need to actually hear the good news about Jesus. What will it look like for you to have beautiful feet today as you prepare to train or compete? In our everyday conversations, can we seek opportunities to share something of Jesus? Speaking of how he impacts our lives, ask our friends in sport what they make of it all. Can we be intentional in inviting our friends to something where they can hear the gospel preached? Whether that's inviting our friends for dinner and sharing our testimony, or putting on an event for sports people, or bringing them to church. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the privilege that you give us of sharing the gospel. Please give us the boldness to share it in our sports clubs. Amen. And finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.